what we are putting forward today is a positive alternative to the government's so-called roadmap that really only offers the industry roadblocks. As I've been around the state talking to hospitality businesses, let me tell you, they are on their knees and they are desperate for an alternative vision. And that's what we are offering today. We are calling for a return to density limits. They are well understood by the industry. They've operated with them before. The one person per 4 square metre rule indoors and one person per 2 square metres outdoors. The government has already said that venues in regional Victoria can reopen, but they can only reopen with patron caps. And that is the same mechanism that they're proposing for the city in early November. Now, let me tell you, from a regional perspective, it's already been demonstrated that those patron caps are completely unworkable. Most venues are not reopening. They can't pay the bills with those patron caps. It is completely unviable for them to reopen. We need a different plan. We need a positive plan. And that's what the Liberals and the Nationals are presenting today. We are calling for a return to those density limits, which are well understood by hospitality, and which will save jobs. This will save businesses and save jobs. The government needs to move to this plan. It needs to acknowledge that its roadmap is wrong, that it will cost businesses and it will cost jobs. So we are calling for these very safe and sensible measures to help the industry rebuild and recover as we move through COVID. It is urgent, in my view. Otherwise, we will see venues that will fold forever. And when you look at institutions like this, like the Botanical, which is well known by Victorians, we can't afford to lose more of these venues. These are the venues that make up the cultural fabric of Melbourne. It is what makes our state great. And the government is putting these venues in peril at the moment with a completely unworkable roadmap. We need solutions, not more roadblocks for industry and for the thousands of jobs that rely on it.